to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Listen, have you ever had to rescue an animal from danger? Danger being my Rhodesian Ridgeback, who wanted to have an Egyptian goose for Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday. And we've got an electric fence, right? And there's electric fence in this. And the goose was now. Listen, let me tell you something about an Egyptian goose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of all the kind of geese you want to have, don't ever duck, you know? Mess with an Egyptian goose.
Why do they fight back?
In the north, that's, you know, you go, hey, check my goose. It's Egyptian.
Yeah.
Those things
horrible.
They're just protective, obviously, of their space. And they're not small. And they're not afraid of trying to. I was trying to free it. It was caught, and I was trying to like get it up and then let it go. And it was obviously trying to protect itself. Mm. But man, that thing can bite. Not just bite, just like pecks.
Yeah.
There's feathers and I had oven gloves on. I don't know if it maybe thought, but it saw the oven gloves. I was going to put it in the oven. And I'm like, do you know when you talk to an animal? Because I think that you need to talk to an animal. I'm going like, I'm here to try and help you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to
as if they understand.
You free. I'm helping you. See there, that's a dog. Dog thinks you're fair game.
Mm.
It's a hunting dog. It wants to hunt you. It's now inside. Let me free here.
And they just don't listen.
Oh, man. It was just, And here's the worst thing is when I eventually managed to put the pool net over its head and calm it and subdue it and grab it, and then it skated on me. It was like...
That stains.
It stains. It stinks. Anyway, we got it. Here's this good news. The Egyptian goose is back with the tribe. Mm-hmm. It's back with the other geese. It's safe as can be. But boy, oh boy, when you try and do good work out there, no good deed goes unpunished, my mom always said. My gran used to say, no good deed goes unpunished. I was like, oh.
But you know what? You did your good deed for the day. Well done, well, Mr. O'Connor.
He really ended up with a lot of poofies on him, so... Is that a win for you? Is that a win?
Can send us a voice note. Whoever else has tried to set a goose, Egyptian goose, free from captivity or from a situation. You got it. There's a way. It's a technique of holding the beak and then trying to talk to it nicely. And it was... Look at all these marks on my fingers.
Yeah, I know.
This from an Egyptian goose.
I know.
Yeah.
We must get some photos on social media.
Yeah. So the funniest part is like I felt so good afterwards. I was like, yeah. Who's the guy that sets the animals free? Who's the guy? I don't know. Him.
David Attenborough. No,
whoever it is that helps animals. Dr.
Ace Ventura.
Steve Irwin. Whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh mate.
Oh,
you see over here, my hand, mate. I got an Egyptian goose.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, cheers, mate. I got this thing. This little critter. I'm gonna set this critter free. Those things are crazy violent. Anyway,
That's why I just stay away from anything.
Yeah, but I couldn't let it suffer.
I know.
And I wasn't letting my dog eat the Egyptian goose because that would have been a bigger mess.
Yeah, it would.
And it wasn't the right thing to do. Anywho, it's almost 8 o'clock. I just feel like, you know, that there should be some kind of humanitarian award for people that set other animals free. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, so I was at Westerford Sportfield with Run Walk for Life.
Yes.
And when we came back from a run, there was like this big hassle down in like a manhole or drain.
Oh.
And there was a mother geese just going ballistic. So we looked there and there were babies there. So Kippy here decided, oh no, man, what can they do? Let's go rescue. Let's do something nice, you know?
Yeah.
And then I took him out one by one. But I got dive bombed a couple of times. Whacked on their head, like full ball, but like rescuing.
Yeah,
it wasn't as if I was expecting a thank you note from the mother suit, you know? And eventually some of my runners had to just gather around and chase the mother away.
Yeah.
But then, we rescued them all. But I mean, flipping heck, not even a thank you, nothing. Even, I just had a moosh headache and I hadn't even had a drink yet.
Imagine setting a hardy dog free. They got those monster beaks, hey? And they're noisy. They always sound like they're in pain. Do you know that when a hardy dog, I think when it flies, it's its foof, its part, whew, its bum retracts, and it causes much painful. This is what I think.
You know, they say that's why Adidas make that sound, because they're afraid of heights. They're flying up, they're going, ah!
You know, they only make that noise when they're flying. When they're on the ground, right? When they're like peacefully pecking for worms, which I think they're pecking for with those huge beaks. They're like, they're really easy going. They're like, I'm a hardy dog. But as soon as they take off, it's like something constricts, like something pitches them in the on the foofing hole. And they,
I live in Sea Point, and the hardy does sound different there. They're like, ha, how you?
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.